Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a jungle and drum and bass impact that actually works in a real arrangement, not just as a huge sound in solo. The goal is simple. Make the hit land hard in the drop, but keep the track DJ friendly from intro to outro. So we're not just designing a whoosh and a boom. We're building a controlled impact system that supports phrasing, mix clarity, and energy flow. If you've ever had an impact that sounded massive on its own but ruined the groove once the drums and bass came back in, this lesson is for you. In DNB, especially jungle, rollers, and darker neuro-leaning stuff, FX elements have to earn their place. They need to mark phrase changes, build tension, and help the DJ mix in and out cleanly. That means we need power, but we also need discipline. First, set up your routing in Ableton Live 12 so the impact lives in its own space. Create a track called Impact FX, and if you want shared ambience, make a return track called REVIMP. Keep your drums, bass, and FX clearly separated. This is important because the impact should be easy to shape independently, especially when you start automating reverb, filtering, and width. Treat the impact like a system, not a sample. That's the big idea here. We're going to split the job between a few layers. A strong DNB impact usually works best with three parts: a sub-hit, a body hit, and a top layer. The sub gives you the weight. The body gives you the punch and definition. The top layer gives you motion, air, and scale. For the sub layer, think short sine wave, low tom, or a pitch down drop. Keep it centered and clean. If you're using operator, a sine wave with a short decay works great. You want it to feel more like pressure than a long rumble. In most cases, the fundamental will live somewhere around 40 to 60 Hz, but don't let it overstay its welcome. In DNB, a sub-hit that goes on too long can smear straight into the bass line. For the body layer, use a kick-like transient or a percussive thunk. This is the part that helps the impact translate on smaller speakers and headphones. If the low end is too polite, the body gives it attitude. If you're using simpler, keep the sample tight and trim the envelope so it hits and gets out of the way. For the top layer, use a noise burst, crash, reverse texture, or metallic hit. This is where you can add that jungle or darker DNB character. The top layer is also where you can get a little more experimental, because it doesn't need to carry the low end. It just needs to create movement and anticipation. One ugly texture layer can actually make the whole thing feel more underground. Now let's shape the layers. On your impact track or group, start with EQ8. High pass the non-sub layers so they don't clutter the bottom. A body layer might get high passed around 60 to 90 Hz, and a top layer might be high passed around 120 to 180 Hz or even higher if needed. The point is to keep each layer in its own lane. If every layer is trying to be full range, the impact will get muddy fast. After EQ, try drum bus to add density and weight. A little drive goes a long way. You don't need to crush it. Just bring out the punch and make the transient feel more confident. If the hit feels soft, nudge the transients up. If it feels too polite, a touch of crunch can bring the attitude. Then, if the layers need to feel like one event, add glue compressor. We're not aiming for heavy compression here, just a little cohesion. A ratio around 2 to 1, a moderate attack, and a release that breathes with the rhythm can help the impact feel unified. Usually 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction is enough. Remember, in DNB, loud is easy, controlled is the skill. Now let's talk about space. Don't drown the whole impact in reverb on the track itself. That's one of the fastest ways to lose the downbeat. Instead, send only the top and maybe a little of the bodied layer to REVIMP. On that return, use reverb, then EQ8 to filter it. High pass the reverb returns so the low end stays clean. You can also low pass the return if the tail gets too fizzy or harsh. A good modern DNB reverb tail is usually shorter than people expect. Think around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds, with a bit of pre-delay so the transient stays punchy. The idea is not a giant cinematic wash. The idea is depth without blur. Darker jungle and rollers often sound better with a filtered, restrained reverb tail than with a huge glossy one. Now the arrangement side. This is where the impact becomes more than sound design. In DNB, phrase structure matters a lot. Your impact should appear at a clear boundary, like bar 8 into 9, bar 16 into a drop, or bar 32 into a switch up. That way the listener feels the structure, and the DJ gets a predictable cue point. A strong setup might look like this. Filter drums and atmos for the intro, then a pre-drop section with rising noise, snare fills, and maybe a reverse crash. Right before the drop, let the impact land on the last beat of the phrase, then hit full force on the next downbeat. That separation is important. The impact should feel like the door opening, not clutter on top of the groove. One useful trick is to automate the impact's energy as it approaches. Open the filter on the top layer over the last one or two bars. Increase the reverb send briefly, then cut it off sharply after the hit. You can also widen the top layer during the rise, then collapse the low end back to mono at the moment of impact. That contrast makes the drop feel bigger without needing to pile on more layers. If you want a classic drop fall, automate a quick pitch down on the sublayer. Even a small drop in pitch can add menace and make the impact feel more intentional. For a more experimental transition, you can automate delay feedback on a reverse hit or noise burst for a brief burst of tension. Just keep it controlled. In DNB, too much FX motion can make the phrase feel blurry instead of powerful, and that leads to the DJ-friendly part. A good impact does not destroy the mix grid. The intro should still be mixable. The outro should still leave room for another tune. So don't stack huge layers all over the first 16 bars. Keep the arrangement clean. Let the impact resolve quickly. Make sure the low end clears out fast enough for a DJ to blend in or out without fighting your tail. Think like this. Intro, tension, drop, release, then a usable outro. The impact helps mark each of those steps. It should feel like a cue point, not a random explosion. That's especially important in jungle and DNB, where tracks are often mixed in long blends and the structure needs to stay readable. If the impact sounds too clean, resample it. This is a great move for darker jungle character. Route the impact to a new audio track, record it, and then process the bounced audio. A little saturator, subtle redux, or a touch of auto filter movement can make it feel more like an old sampler, a chopped break, or a damaged piece of hardware. That grit can be exactly what you need if the original version feels too polished. When you resample, don't overdo the degradation. A few dB of saturation, a light bit reduction, or a filtered delay fragment is often enough. The goal is texture, not destruction. You want the impact to feel like it belongs in a heavy underground set, not like a gimmick. Before you call it done, check the impact in context, not in solo. With the kick, snare, and bass running, that's where the real test is. A lot of impacts sound incredible alone and then collapse the groove when the full break comes back in. So listen for low-end clash, harshness in the 2 to 5 kHz range, and whether the tail is still hanging around when the bass needs space. Use utility to check mono and width. Keep the sub centered. If the body layer is fighting the bass, trim it a couple dB and clean up the 200 to 400 Hz range. That area is often where DNB impacts get boxy. Also, don't let the FX get louder just because they feel exciting. Shape first, level second. Here's a good mindset to keep. Keep the transient and the tail on different rules. The transient should be punchy, front-loaded, and clear. The tail can be wider, darker, and more processed. That separation helps the impact read in a dense mix and keeps the track feeling organized. A few extra pro moves. You can create two versions of the same impact, one for the drop marker and one for the mix-out marker. The drop marker can be fuller and more aggressive. The mix-out marker should be tighter, drier, and more neutral so it helps the DJ transition cleanly. You can also build a call and response pair, where the first hit is bigger and a smaller answering hit lands a beat or two later. That can sound very natural in jungle because the rhythms already feel conversational. Another smart move is to map several parameters to one macro. Put reverb send, filter cutoff, width, and saturation drive on a single energy knob. That way you can quickly turn one setup into multiple variations without rebuilding everything from scratch. Great for speed, and great for consistency. So, to wrap it up, route the impact separately, build it from sub, body, and top layers, keep the low-end mono and focused, use filtered reverb for space, automate the movement to support phrasing, and make sure the whole thing still works in a DJ mix. If you do that, your impact won't just sound huge, it'll make the whole track feel dangerous, intentional, and ready for a proper set. For your practice, try building three versions, a clean functional one, a gritty resampled one, and a DJ tool version, with a shorter tail and tighter transient. Put them into the same 16-bar arrangement and test each one against drums and bass, not in solo. The one that feels best in context is the one that wins. All right, let's build it, route it, and make that drop hit with purpose.